Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. This is Wildcat News. And today we're on the phone. We're talking with Transportation Director with the Humboldt Schools, Leo Rigelsberger. Leo, good morning and welcome to the airwaves. How are you?
Good. Pat, how are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing swell. I'm better now that I have a chance to visit with you and talk about what's going on with transportation in the schools. I know that there's always a lot of stuff going on. You're in meetings, you're looking at safety, you're constantly learning, and of course, transferring that information to all of your drivers and to the administration as well.
Yes.
Why don't you bring us up to speed on where you've been here this week and maybe over the last couple of months? How's the year going for you?
The year is going good. We got some outstanding school bus drivers out there hauling our precious cargo, our students to and from school every day, and also to our activities. I mean, we're going jam-packed on activities. Volleyball's doing well. Cross country's doing good. So, and then we've just been doing different conferences and that to bring new ideas and more safety to our team up here in Humboldt.
And when you're talking about safety, one of the things that you do on a regular basis is you work with local and state law enforcement on proper safety on the bus. So why don't you tell us about that a bit?
Yeah, so we got a great camaraderie with the State Patrol, our Sheriff's Department, our new CRD. Deputy Vin Sand, and then of course, you know, our local officers too. We work with them. You know, past 2 years we started out the school year with Welcome Back to School Safety Day. We tried doing that the first week of school, and we bring the EMT, the fire department, and our local officers and state officers to help with that. We do bus evacuation drills and just get the students ready to get to school safely and get home every day safely with, you know, walking back to school, some of the things, you know, that they talk about, you know, on the different stages and that kind of stuff. And then now this next week, we're going into the week of the 21st, conference week for school. I know it's crazy with early outs and that kind of stuff, but it's school bus safety week, you know, and we got to remind people that, you know, those yellow buses that we see every day, they got a lot of cargo on there that's pretty precious to each one of us.
Probably, is it a safe guess to say that's the number one issue when it comes to bus safety is people passing when the stop sign's out?
Yes, we actually, you know, we got cameras on all the buses now on the outside for the most part on them. So we get a visual of, you know, the car coming at the school bus when the stop sign comes out. And then we got a license plate camera that zooms right in on those vehicles. And this year, Pat, we're sitting, I don't want to say decent, but yet not good. I mean, we got four or five that we've had to turn in. Last year, we were in the uppers of 20s to 30s that we had. And we had one bus stop there that had anywhere from one to four vehicles at a time go through that stop sign on that school bus.
Wow.
On or off.
That's a staggering statistic.
And we're not talking just, you know, cars. We're talking semis are blasting through these things, too.
Definitely. You know, with the school buses out and school safety week, we have people that are out in the fields. It's harvest time. People are driving their trucks, getting to work. It's just so important to be safe with the kids on the road. Now, aren't you working with the Iowa State Patrol here on an upcoming clinic or some sort of safety day? Is that next week as well?
Well, we're going to do TAP, and we're just going to, kind of looked at the weather when we did that clinic or that deal. That's kind of what I started with on that bus seat, Welcome Back to School Safety Day. But we looked at the weather, and it was going to be a scorching hot, you know, deal for the kids to be outside. So we kind of delayed our elementary classes. So yes, we're going to be down there. I believe it's Tuesday. Trooper Paul Gardner is going to be with us, and SRD Deputy Vincent is going to be with us. We're going to go down to Taft, start there in the morning. First off, Monday, we're going to go around and put signs up at the different schools with some of the students, the three of us are. But then we're going to go down Tuesday morning, and we're going to do bus evacuation drills for each one of the classes at Taft and then at St. Mary's, and we'll get to Mies as well.
And I know you are always looking for bus drivers, people with good safety records. What are some of the requirements and who should they get a hold of if they're interested in driving bus?
I could tell you the requirements on this. It's a lot to take in and a lot to understand. If anybody's interested in driving school bus, talk to one of our drivers. But then also look me up at the bus barn in Dakota City. More than willing to talk to you about it. We got a great team, like I said, all the way from our small van drivers all the way up to our, you know, regular route drivers each and every day, down to the our sub drivers that help out with activities and only activities, to the ones that just want to help out because their grandkids are out there or just want to be a helping hand. We're always looking for sub drivers. It's fun. The kids are great. We got a great school of kids, too, that make it fun for us, and that's why we keep our drivers that we do.
Well, Leo, thank you kindly for your efforts in maintaining a safe bus garage and, you know, safety on those buses with your bus drivers, the kids as well. And it really reflects a healthy environment, and they just feel safe on their way to school, knowing that they can get to class and enjoy a good day of school and get home safely. Well, this has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. Our guest has been Leo Rigelsberger. He is the Transportation Director with the Humboldt School District. Leo, have a great day, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.